Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Molly Maestrom. She is the director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price, and they are the charity of the month for the month of June with Castle Country Radio. So we're going to talk about the Boys and Girls Club, what they've got going on down there right now. They're always a fun time, and the summer is even funner, if I can say that. Molly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk about how are things going down at the club?
Oh, we are just so busy. It's a great summer kickoff so far. We do still have some room available for our teens and junior programs, and we have a lot of fun activities planned for the rest of the summer.
I would expect nothing less from the Boys and Girls Club when it comes to summertime. But, you know, as I realize school just got out, but you guys are thinking ahead and getting ahead of trying to get ahead of the game here. And you guys are looking for people that would be willing to make donations for school supplies. And you've got a list there of different things that you guys need. So let's talk about the list and how you guys are going to kind of divvy these out and make sure that kids that need them get them.
Well, what we have, we had someone donate a ton of backpacks last year, so we still have some of those available. And what we want to do is fill them with notebooks, crayons, colored pencils, glue, markers, anything the kids are going to need to go into the school year. So we are looking for donations for people to bring in any of these items, the more the merrier. But the more we can get, the better we can have these kids prepared for our school year.
So if you've got these things just laying around, or if you're going to go out and get them, what do they need to do with them then?
All they need to do is drop them off the club, and then we'll put them into the backpacks and give them to the kids before school starts at the end of the summer program.
So you've got that going on with you. That's a great thing. So and some people may even have these just sitting at home. So if you've got them, get them on down to the club and let somebody that can get some use out of them use them.
Exactly. We're at 60 East, 100 North, right across from So Delicious. And stop by. We're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. right now, Monday through Friday.
See how simple they try and make it for you? Now let's jump in and talk about some of the great summer programs that you've got going on right now. Once again, you said the club opens at 9 in the morning, so kids can come down and spend the day and have a good time. What are some of the things that they're going to do down there?
Well, right now we're looking at doing a swimming program. So hopefully once a week or once every 2 weeks, we're going to be able to go over to the wave pool and have some fun there. Our teen program, we're going to do a night sky camping trip. And that will be really cool up at Joe's Valley. And we just have daily activities, arts and crafts, STEM projects. We're going to try to keep the kids' minds motivated as much as possible and keep them ready for school.
And that's really one of the main focuses of the Boys and Girls Club is keeping that mind working all summer long. So even though they're having fun, they're always learning something, aren't they?
Always learning something. They're learning without knowing that they're learning.
That's the way you trick them.
Exactly, you have to.
But you guys have great summer programs there. Is there a place, like, do you have them all listed on your website or your Facebook page?
We do. Everything should be on the Facebook or on our website. You can stop by and pick up an application. It's $20 for the summer. That's the whole summer. And we take care of lunch and snacks for them at the club. And then we also have International Days coming up.
And you guys are doing a lot. Every time I look at the International Days program, it seems like you guys are jumping in to do some other things. So what are some of the things you guys are going to help out with at International Days?
Well, on International Days, we have the Kids Parade and we have the Kids Day, which is going to be great for our junior program. We are also going to be doing all the concessions for the movie nights on Friday and Saturday night. And then we're also doing the wave pool from noon to 6 on Friday, and that will be some games, activities, and some free giveaways. And then we have the car show on Saturday that we're also doing the concessions for, and then we'll, be of course, be in the parade.
So you've got a busy summer no matter how you look at it.
We've got a great summer no matter how you look at it.
All right. So if anyone wants to become a member of the club, how difficult is it? What do they need to do?
It is super simple. All they need to do is stop by the club, grab a application, or they can email us at price@gslclubs.org, and we can email them a membership application, and then $20 gets them in for the summer.
$20 gets them in for the summer, and then when does that summer membership end, and then they would need to get a regular membership for the rest of the school year?
Okay, so our summer ends on August 6th, that Friday, and then we take a week off, and then we open again on the 13th, I believe. on that Monday. And I know school doesn't start until Wednesday, but we are open that Monday from 1 to 6.
So you're right back to it.
Right back to it.
Right back to it. The Boys and Girls Club is a great, great organization here. They've set up roots in Carbon County. If you've never been to the Boys and Girls Club, get down there. There's so many great things for the kids to do down there. And they go in and they have a great time. Plus, great place for them to spend their summer because, once again, as you said, their minds are always working, aren't they?
Always working, and we have to keep them busy.
All right, Molly, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And anytime you've got things to talk about with the Boys and Girls Club, don't hesitate to come back.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having us.
No problem. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.